People coming to the EAA fly-in are lining up to splay themselves out on their stomachs on what looks like a doctor's examination table. They hold onto a joystick and face a large computer screen. It's a flight simulator that recreates the experience of flying the wood and fabric plane the Wright brothers took to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina a century ago.
It wants to wander all over the place. It's under control. I don't know. It's pretty realistic, I guess.
That assessment comes from Nick Barton. He's an 18-year-old licensed pilot from Northern California. He just got off the simulator, where he did a hip swivel to control the movement of the plane, just like Orville Wright did when he became the first human to leave the confines of gravity.
If you want to go left, you throw your body to the left, and then if you want to go right, you throw your hips to the right, and then up and down is controlled with a stick with your left hand. And I don't know, it's pretty active. Your body's always moving. You're trying to get the plane to do what it wants to do, but it's really ponderous.
Two pilots were chosen this week to fly a reproduction of the Wright plane for real. One of them is Kevin Kokersberger. He's a pilot and an engineering professor at New York's Rochester Institute of Technology. On December 17th, he'll be at Kitty Hawk along with another pilot. The event is being pulled together by a group called the Wright Experience. Kokersberger has been training on a replica of a glider built by the Wrights in 1902. He says it's a completely different way of flying because of the concentration required to steer. Kokersberger says his reward is a vast feeling of freedom.
A freedom in a sense that, you know, this is where it all began. This is what the roots of aviation are, and what it must have been to the Wrights is such a such a thrill to leave the earth and be under control in the air for the first time. You know, the next step here is a powered machine, and I can only anticipate that's going to be another order of magnitude of excitement.
Just like the Wright brothers did, the two pilots will flip a coin to decide who gets to fly the plane in December. A reproduction of the Wright brothers' Kitty Hawk plane is on display at the EAA convention. Kokersberger and his partner will train with it this fall, leading up to the December 17th flight. Recreating the first flight has been a challenge, since the Wrights left very few detailed directions on how they flew and built their plane. Two Wisconsin brothers played a big part in getting the project off the ground, so to speak. Steve and Jim Hay own a machine shop in Lake Geneva. Steve Hay says they've built an exact reproduction of the engine that powered the original plane.
We don't want anything that's more than what they had, because then we don't prove anything by duplicating what they did. We're going to Ford in September and run it on a dynamometer, and then we'll find out if we got enough power and everything to fly the airplane.
So the Wright Experience project is availing itself of some modern technology to make sure there's no agony of defeat at the event on December 17th. Still, great effort is being made to make the flyer as similar as possible to the 1903 plane. The muslin covering the wings had to be specially woven. ExxonMobil blended a fuel the Wrights used that's no longer available. Standing in front of the reproduction, the Hayes brothers say they have a great admiration for the work of those other brothers so long ago.
The Wright brothers' main contribution, I feel, was they learned how to control an airplane in the air. They understood the problem as a problem of control, whereas other people, I think, didn't quite see that as clearly as they did. I think somebody would have done it quite soon afterwards, but they did it, and they did it beautifully. They were way ahead of everybody else. They really were.
In some circles, the Wright brothers are dismissed as being uneducated bike mechanics who got lucky. Jim Hay takes great exception to that characterization.
The Wright brothers invented the airplane, controllable airplane, invented the propeller, built themselves an airplane engine, which they had to invent, and taught themselves how to fly, and they did all this in 4 years.
With their own money.
With their own money. These guys are geniuses.
The Wright brothers' first successful flight at Kitty Hawk lasted 12 seconds. The plane traveled 120 feet. On December 17th, the modern pilot will land the plane at 119 feet. That's so the Wright brothers' original record will stand for at least another 100 years. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.